y'all. You got to give a lot just to get what you need sometimes, y'all.
Friends Talk Show, your destination for the best in social and political straight talk. And now, here's your host, Miss Tanya Free.
Today is Wednesday, March 30th. Welcome to the Tanya Free and Friends Talk Show. I am Tanya Free, joined by my wonderful friends, Brian Robertson. How are you, friend?
How you doing?
Good, good, good. And also with us is T.T. Pinkney Epps. How are you?
I'm well.
Good, good, good. And behind the scenes is Mira White and Marcus Evans and Mr. Free. Thank you all so much for being here today. We want our listening friends to join a conversation. Phone lines are open. Give us a call at 804-321-1010. Or you can text us at, toll-free number 844-321-1010. Or you can text us at Tanya Free 63975. Or you can download at TuneIn to listen to us on your mobile phones. And also, too, give me the other number. Okay, there we go. Okay, okay. Today's, oh, no, not that one. Okay, we will come back to that. I want to thank all of our listening friends at 88.3 FM, our new friends at Newport, Richey, Florida, joining us for the first time this week. We want you, by way of AM/FM 247, want you to join the conversation today as well. Out at our toll-free number, 844-321-1010, or you can text us free at Tanya Free 63975 to weigh in, okay? Welcome, 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 Florida. Let me also mention that we're looking forward to expanding our reach into the New Orleans metro area and Louisiana Gulf Coast next week as well. On the Inspiration Radio at 1510 AM and 97.9. So they'll be joining us on next week. Wonderful. A blessing. It's a blessing. Put it that way. Well, let's get start talking about, once again, the presidential campaign. Honestly, I wish this election was over and done with. I really do, because
me too. I wish Hillary was just go ahead. She might as well walk on in there. You know.
You think it's gonna be that easy?
No, I said I
okay.
wish. You gotta speak it.
Okay, okay. Now I agree with you on that. I am sick of Donald Trump, and I'm not real happy with Ted Cruz, and I cannot understand anyone. The one that has substance is Kasich. That's the only one, and they are not promoting him whatsoever.
Nah, and he doesn't make good media.
Right.
True.
Right.
True.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they're not hot about Ted Cruz anyway, and in my opinion, he doesn't make good media either. So let's talk about the situation with regards to the national convention that they're supposed to have in July, in Cleveland. A petition is going around for them to allow guns. Now, Cleveland, from my understanding, is an open gun state. And it's the arena that forbid any firearms in, you know, in the facility. What do you all think? Do you all think they should allow them to have guns? Let's start with you, T.T.
I'm thinking definitely not. And, you know, when I think about the shenanigans that have been going on throughout this Republican whole campaign process, you know, just to put it bluntly, what they're going to do, go in there and shoot each other?
Okay.
I mean, you know, their words have been violent enough
True.
By themselves. And so then, you know, you have all that ego in the room. You, I don't like what you say.
Right.
I might just give you one to the head. You know.
Or, right, right. Or blow you up, one or the other. Blow you away, rather.
It sounds like it's almost a cartoon show.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be real that they'd be even considering that.
Okay. Well, they have over 40,000 signatures thus far. So it's amazing.
To have guns flow through the convention?
Yes.
Oh, I think absolutely. Let's have them bring all the guns and have a good shooting party. You know, the Republican Party can be a shooting party. I'm telling you, it might be a blessing. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't go that far.
They want what they... Look. The reason why Trump is ahead anyway is because people love what he says. Even though he preaches in a lot of arenas hate. Ohio, kind of funny. This week, they had a gun owner of a store who refused to sell a gun to a person, and they picked him up like a couple of hours later at another place trying to buy 50 rounds of ammunition.
Mm.
And this guy he lied on his application, said he hadn't received any mental health. And that's in Ohio, where they're getting ready to have a convention.
Right, exactly.
So I kind of find it ironic. Now, Trump says he's not taking money from anyone, right? But we do know the NRA is not backing the Democratic side. They're backing the Republican side.
Right, exactly.
So they're kind of hypocritical, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. If they don't want guns in the arena, the arena is forbidding
any firearms in the facility.
Right.
And like I said, Cleveland is a
I think it's
right
a melting, you know, it's a, it, you know, these fools that signed up should get exactly what they deserve. Then they want guns in there because they want all you need is one fool out of those, how many thousands are going to be at that convention?
You said to set it off, huh?
And, you know, and Trump will find a way to wiggle around, just like he's finding a way to wiggle around his campaign manager or whatever security guy who jerked the lady's arm, and he's saying it didn't happen, and his own security cameras saw it. But, you know, it's the big lie technique. As long as I keep saying it didn't happen, people say, you know, it didn't happen. You know, they making up stuff on Trump.
Well, I'm with you, Brian. I think that they should allow guns for the mere fact that if they are supporters of the NRA, then let them take guns. Let them take guns. I mean, I think this is you know how they you know think that everybody in the world should be able to bear arms, even at a church.
Even at a college campus.
Right, campus, church, school. So why not allow them to take guns to this convention? Mm-hmm. If they are not afraid, then let them bear arms. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with it. I am actually okay
with it. I won't be there.
Yeah. I would say, if you are not a supporter of the Republican Party or one of the candidates, do not attend. Do not attend this this convention. This is not a convention for you. You may lose your life.
Yes.
If you go and you want to protest, this is not the convention you should attend. No question about that. Mm-hmm. So I have no problem. Honestly, I wish they would float the petition around. I would sign it. I would sign it. Go ahead. Yeah, I have no problem with it whatsoever. So I think that they should allow them to have guns. And I can't understand why this facility, if the state or allow persons to bear arms, how the facility forbids. I don't understand how that works.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's a facility. I guess their rules inside the facility take precedent. I was going to say Trump.
Well, I got a suggestion for them. If the facility does not allow to bear arms, move it. Move the event somewhere else where you can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you got the petition going, people want to bear arms, move it somewhere else, outside and into some sort of stadium. You know? Mm-hmm. So they go to the phone. Reggie?
Hey, how you doing, my queen?
Fine. How about you, friend?
All right, into your illustrious panel there. But what really scares me is the situation that happened months ago where some white supremacists shot at three black protesters. That's what's really scaring me because I'm just saying again, when I see Donald Trump, and I'm sure y'all saw Dr. Ben Carson on his view supporting Trump, and this is one time I said the view got it right.
Who's that now? Say that again.
On the view.
Dr. Ben Carson.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and those ladies wore him every which way, and then they bought the comments that Trump said about Dr. Carson. I'm like, brother, you serve your master very well. But when it comes to Donald Trump, they already said that he's got over $1.5 billion worth of free advertising.
Thanks to
Fox News leading the way.
You know what, Reggie, you cannot turn on the TV now without they're doing the reports on Trump constantly.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to the point when they started calling his name, I'm like, okay, unless it's something new, I turned it off. I turned to something else. I am sick and tired of Trump. I really am.
And CNN to my breaking news. I said, breaking news? You said the same thing in all of it. What breaking news?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, so he had, you're right. He has gotten a lot of free press. And I really think that is what has allowed him to be the front runner. Because had he not been breaking news 24/7, I think things would have been totally different.
I think, as scary as it is, I think Ted Cruz would have had a better chance. You know, as scary as that thought is, but you know, poor Kasich. You know, the one up there,
Well, I said last week. The one thing about Ted Cruz. One thing about Trump. Trump is up front. You know where he actually stands.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz is more sneaky. That's what I don't like about him.
But at least the Muslims know where he stands.
Why doesn't Ted Cruz use his real name?
That's right.
Well, you know, he doesn't even mention it. He's a good old boy. My name is Ted. No, your name is not Ted.
That's right. That's
tell us, what is it? I didn't know what his real name was.
It's Hispanic, but
it's
my thing is
Professor like Fox Javier took over office.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he's not a U.S. citizen.
He has
Cuban descent.
Right.
And he was criticizing the president when he was over in Cuba, and he's Cuban descent.
Well, why hasn't the media brought that out to the forefront? So that's the kind of stuff we need. That's the kind of stuff we need to know.
We need you to bring it up. But my thing, Tanya, is that when Ronald Reagan, they had an incident of world proportion. Ronald Reagan on the ranch riding his horse for 4 days, and they were like, "Well, he's just doing okay." President Obama, I guarantee you, 10 years from now, when you see a amount of goods and trade, even Terry McCullough talk about that Virginia is in a great position right now to trade with Cuba.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm saying,
they're hypocrites. They're hypocrites, man.
And my thing is, who is carrying this guy's water to my President Obama? Because, again, the last election they had, everybody ran away from him.
Right.
And now, here comes Hillary. Hey, oh, this was my friend.
Exactly.
And still out there talking negative. I mean, making little comments like, well, we live in a terrible economy. Excuse me, Bill. Are you been drinking or dating a girl again? What's going on with you,
then they're going to be looking at him for his support. You're absolutely right, Reggie. Mm-hmm. I agree with you 100%. Tell everybody
help
listen to
out,
your show.
Tanya. I need your help. Help a brother out. I'm confused.
That is how they play the game. That's how they play the game.
Right.
Tell everybody listen to your show, Reggie.
Every Saturday from 12 to 1, we're going to try to have Dr. Cavill on again to reemphasize that Ladies of Virginia Union, which I'll be over there at 5:30 presenting with the HBO National Championship for the ladies' basketball. So we're proud of them. And Tanya, we want to give a shout-out to your president of Virginia Union. I'm not Virginia State.
Mm-hmm.
But saying that he's actually going to try to put emphasis on sports. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to hold you to that, buddy.
I know you will.
Virginia Tech can reuse money in athletics and the Final Four and everything. Why can't we, a.k.a. University of Virginia? Why can't we do it?
Oh, there you go.
Take care.
Thank you. Appreciate it so very much.
Just want to say, piggybacking on, I know we don't talk about local stuff, but Virginia State University president gave the university $100,000.
Wow.
Yes.
That is wonderful.
Dr. Abdullah, I believe his name. Yeah. So he's putting his money where his
mouth is. Yes, he is. And I'm so glad. I mean, they have a lot of new construction going on there.
Yeah.
And their radio station, too, is very good.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, they're doing a lot of wonderful things there. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud of my alma mater. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ted Cruz's real name is Rafael Edward.
There it is.
Ted Cruz, is that right?
Rafael.
Okay, Rafael Edward. And I'm just, what are you all saying?
Yes.
Okay. And I am just amazed that has not been brought out in the media.
Yeah, right.
You know,
they crucified Rubio, but they let that slide.
Right, let that slide. And then also, too, he was not born in the United States. I think.
Well, Trump did make a big deal about that.
But the media didn't. That makes a difference.
The media played it down.
The media played it down. And like I said, his real name, all of that. And if that were to come out and the media were to play that, I think he would be in a totally different position altogether.
Well,
he wouldn't be in second place.
I think they want good TV, and what they want is they want Ted to be competitive at least most of the way because they want good ratings. And if they slam Ted on that Canadian thing and on his real name and why you're not running with your real name, you know, I think that, you know, Ted would go down even further. I mean, they're praying that he wins in Wisconsin.
They don't really want him. Not
they
really.
Want him to win to have something to talk about.
No, no. I think that the Republican Party really does not want Ted Cruz, but he's better to them than
he's
Trump will be.
Better than Trump.
Right.
So they are pulling for him. And the news media is pulling for Ted to win in Wisconsin because if he wins in Wisconsin, that gives them
right.
Trump losing his edge and all that.
Exactly, right, exactly. But the thing is this, according to several polls that I saw, Ted Cruz could not beat Hillary nor could Trump. They said that Kasich has a chance of giving Hillary.
Kasich can't even win his own party.
Well, they're saying that he would give Hillary a run for her money because you would have some people that are not happy about Hillary that will possibly vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's where the difference could be.
He just doesn't have enough juice.
Well, you know, I mean, if he becomes the nominee, you never know. He may change his game altogether.
If he had Cruz's delicate count, that might be a chance. But he's so far behind. Even on the open floor of the convention, he's hoping. You know what? Who knows? You know,
who knows?
It's been a crazy election year so far, so anything is possible.
Well, one of the things that I read that with this broker convention or contested convention, whichever word you want to use, they sort of changed the rules a little bit. And that's why Trump is getting upset that they can possibly try to steal
his delegates.
Right, exactly. Now, I don't know. I think what Marco Rubio and the other candidates that have dropped out of the race, they can give it to, I guess, Ted or give, like I said, they make it up the rules as they go along.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they're mounting up a whole lot of things to try to change things so that, you know, they do not want Trump. I mean, by any means necessary.
You got Ben Carson and you got, what's the guy from Jersey?
Christie.
That's it. You know, the candidates.
Right, that would support
Trump.
Right,
so
exactly.
It's going to be a battle.
Well, once again, possibly why they don't want guns.
Bring the guns.
That's an okay corral.
Bring the guns.
That's exactly what it would be, you know. So, but like I said, once again, if they are supporters of the NRA, hey, let them bring the guns.
And it's sad, because look what we're talking about. All the stuff that we need to be fixing in America.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking at guns at a convention.
I know. Well, the whole thing is sad. And I heard Kerry was saying that it was, you know, that we are an embarrassment. This whole primary election is an embarrassment. Embarrassing the country.
Well, on one half. Only on one half.
John
Kerry.
I mean,
basically, when you got the women, you know, when they start attacking the wives, one wife's a pig, the other wife, you know, is a hoe, excuse me. That's basically what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know, I mean, it's
the
terrible.
The bigotry and the racism is embarrassing. That's
it's
just
terrible.
As bad.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well,
but
today's praise break is Love the Lord by Whitney Houston, sponsored by Inspirational Radio, 1510 AM, 97.9 FM, covering New Orleans and Louisiana Gulf Coast.
Big John Trimble here to invite you to listen to my show, heard 6 to 9 each morning, Monday through Friday, right here on WCLM Radio. We play real country, bluegrass, 50s rock and roll, and comedy. We feature trivia contests and over-the-fence chats with our listeners and recording artists. If you'd like Dolly Parton, Conway Twitty, and Alan Jackson, or maybe Etta James, Nat King Cole, and the Platters, then you'll like the Big John Trimble Show. Now back to Tanya Free, and by the way, if you're a blues and jazz fan like me, stick around here for Tanya's jazz program coming up.
This is Tanya Free. America is getting fatter, according to latest statistics revealing that 38% of adults are obese and approximately 17% of children and adolescents from the age 2 to 19 years old are obese. Being obese increases the risk of hypertension, type 2 diabetes, coronary heart disease, and stroke, among other health issues. So check with your doctor for a regular exercise routine and a healthier diet. Tanya's Medical Minute is sponsored by the Capital Area Health Network, the heart of the community. This is Tanya Free. The Capital Area Health Network is Medicare and Medicaid approved. Caring and dependability are the principles we live by, providing you and your loved ones with quality dental, medical, and pediatric care for over a decade. That's why the Capital Area Health Network is the heart of the community. Now with extended hours at the Northside Medical Center, 2809 North Avenue, from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. We are here for you. Call 780-0840. That's 780-0840. Accepting most insurance plans.
Independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders remains optimistic on the chance of a huge comeback in his Democratic primary race with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Sanders asserts that his is a democratic socialism. It's fact check time. A quick look on BernieSanders.com makes no mention of democratic or any other form of socialism. But a Google search does reveal a communist revolutionary socialist party site, which dates back to 1962 in Chicago, which is where and when Sanders claims to have joined the civil rights movement. The mission statement of the party, known as CRP for short, says, and I quote, "The Revolutionary Communist Party holds that U.S. imperialism will never end peacefully. The only way for people to liberate themselves is through communist revolution." Marxism, an ideological cousin to communism, says that socialism is the transition period between democracy and communism. Sanders has told that his is a vanilla, mostly focused on big banks and business. I'm sorry, but you can't put the word democratic in front of Nazi fascism and make it any less oppressive to black people. If the only evidence of what Bernie's offering is on the Communist Party website, we need to all pump our brakes.
It's the Real Brother Radio Show.
10 a.m. Eastern, brought to you by Black Trade Lines. Go to blacktradelines.com, register your business or service today. Trade Circle, building trust in your community.
It's lit and I'm about to go boom. Mercy, mercy, mercy me. My life was a cage, but on stage I'm free. Hyped up, psyched up, ready for wildin'. Standing in a crowd of girls like an island. I see the one I wanna sit, come here cutie. I flip her around and then I work that booty. Work the body, work, work the body. Slow down girl, you're about to hurt somebody. Hold up yo, let's get just one thing clear. There's only one reason why I came here. Your women don't want me to give it, give it, tell you what's up. Go! Your women don't want me to give it, give it, tell you what's up. Go! Your women don't want me to give it, give it, tell you what's up. Go! I came here tonight to hear the crowd go
boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Tick, 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 boom.
Well, yo, are y'all ready for me yet?
Pump it up, Prince.
Well, yo, are y'all ready for me yet?
Pump it up, Prince.
Well, yo, are y'all ready for me yet?
Pump it up, Prince.
Well, here I go, here I go, here I go. Yo, dance in the aisles when the Prince steps to it. The rhyme is a football, y'all, and I went and threw it out in the crowd, and yo, it was a good throw. How do I know? Because the crowd went,
oh!
In response to the way that I was kicking it, smooth and individual rhymes, always original, like the Dr. Jekyll man, and this is my high side. I am the driver, and y'all on a rap ride, so fellas, yeah!
Join the conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010. 321-1010, coast to coast.
I want everybody in the house to know. I want to welcome our friends Eric Balsall and Wendell Sauls. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Glad y'all can join us today. I'm going to ask y'all a question. What do you all think? Should they allow guns in the to the convention, in the arena? Start with you, Eric. What's your opinion?
I don't really care about them.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Give it a little thought and just make up an answer.
If they want to take it, it doesn't matter to me. If they love guns, let them take them inside.
Okay, because you're not going to be there, right?
Yeah, I don't care about it.
Okay. Wendell?
Well, I really don't, care either way whether or not they have guns or not. But the point is, I don't think that they've ever, allowed guns inside the facility. Even here in the state convention, I don't know if they ever allowed weapons in there. And for those who are petitioning for weapons to go in there, I mean, it's their right to petition anything. But if the party says no weapons in there, then just should be no weapons.
It's not the party. It's just they said when the Secret Service involved with these type of things, they have the right to exclude guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the facility is excluding it.
The facility.
As much as we are hoping that they allow guns, they won't. They won't, unfortunately.
Well, considering what has been going on at many of the Trump rallies,
now they may have.
I'm quite sure they do not want guns in the facility.
Yeah, and that's the.
I just want them to have a wife cam because if the two wives get into each other, might have a slapping contest.
That's a disgrace just to even have that as part of this other conversation. Period. In the media, it really is. It really is.
Maybe they're trying to take the convention back, just like they're trying to take the country back.
Yeah, that's what they've been saying.
Yeah,
the
convention back.
Wife cam.
Well, let me read comment. Tallycom is only with free alcohol and free ammo. He will tip in and provide him both. David's comment won't happen. Sort of a silly distraction. I agree on both comments. I really do. But it's just sad, like you said, I think, Brian, that we are even having this conversation. The media is taking up all this time and talking about now one of the Trump's head manager. Being arrested.
Yeah, I think this whole thing with the FBI in the party is talking about guns at the convention is due to the fact that at Trump rallies and things like that, there's been a lot of protesting and a lot of, violence, let's just say violence. And with this recent arrest of his campaign manager for assault, it's like the Trump campaign is the only campaign that's seeing this violence. I don't think it's seeing it at Cruz or Kasich or Hillary or Bernie, but it just seems like it's happening at Donald Trump's campaign, and nobody wants to see this. This is part of our democracy, what we love to see, campaigning and rallies and conventions. But when you get certain groups specifically going to Donald Trump rallies and events, and now you have fights and arrests and violence, now the FBI is bringing up the whole, well, let's exclude guns out the Republican convention. And I think that's where it's all starting from.
Because they're animals.
Yeah. You starting already.
Look at the Tea Party thing with Obama. They bought guns to rallies and everything. Come on.
Nobody said anything about going inside the building. Don't take it inside where actual, the events are being held. These were outside, protesters, with their Second Amendment rights, having their weapons. But nobody ever threatened saying.
What protests are you talking about?
When he mentioned the Tea Party rallies and things like that.
It's about the inside, outside.
Yeah, people was bringing their weapons,
Okay.
Yeah, so.
That's over and done with.
Totally different.
Let's move on to the next topic. U.S. Fifth Court of Appeals issued an order that prohibits the city of New Orleans from taking down Confederate monuments and. While the lawsuit is being challenged. What do you all think? I think without question, all the monuments and Federick monuments and statues and everything. Sure, the city voted for this in order to mend the racial divide within the city.
You know what? They need to put that same money into education. Leave the monuments where they are because, you know what?
It's part of history.
It's part of history.
Yeah.
It's a reminder of what happened. If you take it down, people forget. They need to take that money and invest in education. That's what they need to do.
I don't get it.
That's just so stupid.
I disagree with you. Let me tell you why I disagree with you.
That's your right.
Yeah, I disagree, but I'm going to tell you. Yesterday, I actually got lost and had to make a U-turn, and I ended up in a neighborhood. I hadn't gotten maybe 2,000 feet for this great big Confederate flag was in my. I mean, this was huge.
That's a flag.
But it was offensive to me. And also, you know, not only offensive, I'm like, oh no. And I'm like, okay, the road was very narrow, and I'm like, okay, I need to get the heck up out of here and figure out where I can turn without getting shot.
I'm being on somebody's property.
Well,
you should put anti-GPS in your...
Yeah, what you said just now, Tanya, is offensive to a lot of other people, too, who, especially down south, sees the
Okay,
the,
I tell you what. I'm going to tell you where this neighborhood is. I'm going to let you drive up in there and see if you can get out there safely. When you see that flag, I bet your A will be getting the heck out of there real quick.
Oh, Lord.
It was a wake-up call. And these statues and these flags and that sort of thing. No, you do not.
Okay, look. Again, you're talking about spending money that could be put into education.
True.
Versus
but it does
tearing
not,
down statues.
But it does so not be. It does not so need someone, to be a reminder, okay. something
so
offensive
someone,
of that nature,
so
and dividing this country continually.
You know who divides the country? You know who divides the country? People like Donald Trump. Not freaking statues.
Hold up. You know, Richmond spends over $40,000 a year to maintain these statues.
Yes.
Okay,
so
and
my
how thing much is would that, it be to put tear them down?
Yeah, tear them down. No money.
That same $40,000 could be used in education that you're talking
put
about.
Put a swastika up then.
Listen, I won't even ride down Route 5 because of the slave plantations and for fear that if I get lost... And all I see are these green fields, and it just takes me back to our ancestors having to run across those fields to escape slavery.
Right.
So for me, the monuments are just it's a reminder of some of the worst times in the history of America, and which we still, in this state, kind of live today.
Right.
So
exactly.
It's called treason,
so
and
you
they lost.
So you want to knock down the Hoover Dam? You want to knock down the Hoover Dam?
Where does it stop? We're already changing the name of schools.
Yeah.
Good.
You know?
Good.
So where does it stop?
I agree with changing names of schools.
Right,
I agree with that.
Let me go to the phones. Ayo, how are you, friend?
Every day is a good day, Tanya.
There you go. I like that. Right attitude.
Hey, Tanya.
Yes.
Learn to meditate, sister, because I'm going to tell you something. What's about to happen ain't got nothing to do with these elections. They're a big joke. 2 weeks ago, there was a computer programmer on TV saying that every electronic voting machine can be rigged at a 49-50% percentage at whoever they want to elect. So therefore, you really have no leverage. It don't make a difference who's in front of the TV camera if it keeps you amused. But if you look and Google US 650-614-8B2, you'll find it's a patent that's a weapon that's designed to disrupt your nervous system. And guess what? There's about four or five of them that are being patented right now in the United States. Do you really think that they care how you vote? Because the bottom line is the election's not for the people. It's against the people. Look at that's why no one's voting for these puppets.
Well, let me ask you this. How was it that then President Obama's in office? They didn't want him, and if that was the case, wouldn't they have rigged it then?
President Obama was the pseudo, what they call ornament to push together a bunch of issues that lead to the path of destruction. Look what he's done since he's been in office. He's operated a health care that's breaking the system financially. He's also pushed the National Defense Authorization Act, which literally stripped every American of his rights. And he's sitting in front of you smiling, saying, what about black people? Nothing.
Okay.
He served his purpose, and you got a bunch of facilitators in there that want to constantly talk about statues and flags, but yet at the side of their mouth, they're telling you they're scared to ride down certain streets and neighborhoods. The fear factor of the program of what I call racist America is in full blast. And here's the catch. It ain't even done by Americans. These are foreign powers that's taken over this country. And the sad part about it is you're doing exactly what they want. You're talking on your show where you can be disseminating information that is positive, flow into the community, but instead you're talking about an election that is doing nothing, going nowhere about people don't nobody really want to vote for.
So are you going to vote, brother?
You know what? Voting has never served my purpose in America. Does that answer your question? Because I'm going to tell you something. When I look, they are locking us up at a faster rate than they did when I was a child. And check this out.
So you're saying we shouldn't vote?
I'm not saying what you should do. He asked me about me.
If he thinks
that participating in that system works for him, you do what works for you. Because I know this, that when they come after us after this election, it ain't going to be because of why we voted. Why they're coming after us now, it's not because of our political philosophies. It's because when they see you, your skin sends a message before they even know what your personality is about.
Hey, I got a question.
That has not changed.
I got a good quick question.
Okay, hold on, Aya. Go ahead.
Do you know that they really didn't want Barack Obama? You know who they initially wanted before he got sent to prison? Kwame Kilpatrick.
You know what? It didn't make a difference because all they wanted was black skin, and that's what they got.
And you know who Kwame Kilpatrick? Mama was in the House of Representatives.
Oh yeah, I know.
And his daddy was running a lot of the political schemes down there in Detroit.
That's true. But you know the sad part about that once again is that has nothing to do. What to do with the plan the elite has for America. If you really want to do some due diligence, learn how to meditate so that you can control your nervous system, because that is where the next war is going to be launched at. And here, this is why, because you have a superior melanin that gives you a power they cannot control. Okay. Tanya, you be blessed, my sister.
You too. Thank you, Ayo. Thank you so much. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Reclaiming the Love, WMXP 95.5 FM, Greenville's People Powered Radio. Reclaiming the Love.
You're listening to AMFM 247, music you love from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Best talk radio all day and every day.
This is Tanya Free. Summer can be a difficult time for families of youth with behavior problems. Many kids with behavior problems just cannot make it in a traditional daycare or summer camp. But there is an option. Call my friends over at the Metropolitan Day School today, 804-321-2595, to see if your elementary or middle school age child is eligible. Breakfast, lunch, and transportation provided. Limited slots. First come, first serve. Call Ms. Thomas today, 804-321-2595. The Metropolitan Day School, where Eagles soar.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call Low Cost Airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. That's 800-708-3091.
Yo, fellas, y'all ready to do this?
Yeah, yo, what's up, guys?
What's up, boys?
Boys in effect,
yeah.
And it's about time.
Yo, let's rip this up.
Boys the man. Boys the man. Boys the man.
The conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
We're going to go straight to the phone. Scotty, how are you, friend? Hello, are you there?
I'm here.
How are
you? Can you hear me? Hey, I'm not going to complain too much. You know me, Tanya. Okay. But yeah, first let me just say this. I want to thank you for the political coverage, that you provide. Everything that gets done in this country is done through the political process. It's done by politicians.
Right.
When we hear people talk about they coming for us or whatnot, politicians is who they are, and they don't do anything without first making their legislative moves and putting stuff into law, and then they, you know, call on the law enforcers to come in and enforce these laws. Whether you vote or not, you should be paying attention to what's going on in the political arena, because that is how you know what's coming, is by paying attention to what's going on in Washington, D.C., in, you know, the halls of power. in this country. So I thank you for your political coverage.
You
could be on here talking about what celebrity is dating who or sports and the NCAA basketball tournament and all of that. So, you know, I thank you for the coverage that you provide of what's going on in politics. Again, whether you vote or not, okay, you are affected by what goes on in Washington, D.C.
That is so true. And I thank you for what you do as well, Scotty.
Shameless plug.
Every election is local.
What?
Every election is local.
That's what I said. The same thing. That's the most important part.
It's local. Yep. It's not just local. It's international. It's global.
Mm-hmm.
Things that happen in Washington, D.C. also impacts what happens around the world.
Right.
And then it also can come back on us in the form of blowback. So, yes, politics are local, which is why I called in initially to talk about, you know, y'all were talking about these monuments.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I live in one of those Confederate counties, and we do have a Confederate monument standing right there on the courthouse ground before you go in there and, you know, stand before a judge for what violating whatever law politicians put in place that they didn't haul you in there for. And then when I went to vote in the recent primaries here in North Carolina, there where at our polling place is a monument to Confederate soldiers right there on public property.
Mm.
Now, these rednecks around here that wave their flags, having them on their houses. I ain't got a problem with that. That's your personal property.
Right.
But
right.
What I do not like is the fact that my family and a whole bunch of other people who are not Confederates, we're paying property taxes, mm-hmm. and our taxes are mm-hmm. being used to maintain those monuments, which are symbols of white supremacy.
Yes.
And there was a reason that they were put up in the first place.
Exactly.
So what they should do with these monuments is, hey, if your grandpappy, great-great-grandpappy was in the Confederacy, you can honor him. I'm not going to tell you not to honor him or whatnot. But, hey, take that monument and set it up on your private property.
There you go.
And maintain
not
in the public square.
Money,
take it out of the public square.
And then we ain't got to worry about it.
I agree, 100%.
Yep, take it out of the public square.
No question about that. Yeah, and then that's what would happen, Brian, the money that you're talking about to educate our kids, the upkeep, the money they use for the upkeep, like you were saying, mm-hmm. Eric, you know?
And on that point, Tanya, and on that point, here where in the county I live, okay, now I don't know how much money is spent to maintain those monuments on public property, but we just lost a homeless shelter that couldn't be funded, and they just closed it. So it's a whole lot of homeless people who have one less place to go to get a meal.
Unbelievable. And it's a shame that we do not protest and rally behind things like that.
In the NAACP, you know, because I'm right across the South Carolina border.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was North Carolinians that climbed that flagpole in South Carolina. So we're right across the border. Remember, Dylann Roof was caught here,
right,
you know, in this area. And so, you know, I just don't understand how people don't understand the symbolism behind this sort of stuff.
I'm with you. Like I said, when I saw that one yesterday, it was a blessing from the standpoint as a wake-up call as to where I was. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Unbelievable.
I mean, if you don't oppose, I feel like this. Again, if you don't vote, that's your right. I'm not going to demonize you. I'm not going to say you ignorant or whatever. Everybody got our own different paths. But we need to be opposing people in all avenues, on all war fronts. We you know, because if we continue to let them do what they're doing, they're not going to be happy until all of us is right back in the pre-1865 slavery.
Well, I think what's happening, you know, the city council that want to bring down this particular, all the monuments and what have you, I like their reasoning, which makes perfect sense, and it should be done across the country. The statues and the monuments is dividing us, it's keeping us divided. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to say that is, you know, they want to remember their history and all. Like you said, Scotty, put it on your own property. It should not be property or statues or anything that we, the people, are paying for.
Yeah, if you look at it, like the Supreme Court, they made a decision on the southern states as far as the voting, certain aspects of voting, where, you know, nowadays they don't have to go through the Supreme Court to get the okay to make certain changes mm-hmm. in voting, because I'm taking it that Supreme Court see the differences from when it was in the, you know, civil rights era, you know, when we was first got the right to vote, to where we are right now. So I guess they see, you know, see the differences. So I'm under the, you know, the understanding that maybe with the statues, you know, and you know, the flags in the public square, mm-hmm. it shouldn't be in the public square, because that's, you know, for the state. That's for the, you know,
right.
the people. So if you go there, you shouldn't go there, you know, having a remembrance of that point in time.
Just like they didn't want you put anything about the Bible and God or Jesus on, you know, state land.
Yeah, on the public square.
Some guy wanted to put the Ten Commandments inside a courthouse.
The state house.
State house.
What are these monuments for? And who are they honoring?
Yeah.
They're honoring racist white supremacists and people who were enslaving other people, and even if they didn't, if they were too poor to own any slaves, then they were hoping one day they could get rich and own some slaves. And so, I mean, it's just unfathomable to me that people are okay with paying for these things, you know. Yeah. And then, you know, here in Gaston County where I live, where are the monuments to the enslaved persons that was here? None. There's none.
Hey, Scotty, you in what county again?
I'm in Gaston County, North Carolina, in which has the Supreme Court just said that they had racially gerrymandered all these districts. It's a big mess down here in North Carolina, y'all.
And you know a lady named Dorothy Fleming? No, Dorothy Johnson.
The name sounds familiar to me, but I can't put a face to it.
I mean, is she a politician?
Yeah, politician. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, what's going on in North Carolina, Scotty? Share with us.
Well, you know, they have, every time there's election, they try to redraw the districts and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
So it went to the Supreme Court. It went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled that it had been, the districts had been racially gerrymandered, so they had to redo them all over again. So now, you know, we didn't vote for any state people, in terms of, you know, the different offices and stuff, and we're going to have those later, once these redrawn districts get approved again.
Mm. Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And see, listen, if really your vote didn't matter, why did they go to jump through all these hoops and all this money to try to keep us from voting?
Because your vote does matter.
No question. Scotty, tell everybody, listen to your show, friend.
Please tune in to New Abolitionist Radio on Black Talk Radio Network tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time as we talk about legalized 21st century slavery and human trafficking in the United States. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred, for keeping up the fight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, I mean, I just, if you don't go vote, then
you can't shame on you. Saints don't open
shame
up on
nothing.
Yeah. Now, I have to say, one of the things I agree with AO on is the fact that, what is the purpose of these caucuses? I don't understand that for the life of me.
I know.
What is the purpose of these caucuses?
I know.
It's just crazy.
Well, it's, again, the United States, you know, as modernized as we are, we could fix a lot of things. We don't have a standard way to vote. It varies from county to county, state to state. Why do we have caucuses?
Right.
When everyone could just go out and vote like they do in Virginia.
Right.
Yeah. Or like they do in North Carolina. What is up with the caucuses? Because if you think about it, and Iowa is the first one. Why is it a caucus?
Right. And and like you said, you know, if the people vote one way and then you're going to have a caucus. And
then they flip it a coin.
Flipping a coin or in a coin. Yeah, it's crazy.
I would be insulted if I was, you know, and the population is up, even the turnout for caucuses. I would be upset if you flipping a coin. Mm-hmm. I would rather, and again, this goes back to the power of the citizens. They could change it if they demand it.
Yeah,
we don't want a caucus system anymore. We want a voting, a primary system.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But why don't we? Why are we so complacent?
That was the craziest thing, and I still cannot understand it for the life of me. And what you said just now, there should be one voting system. Everybody have the right to vote. It seemed more complicated to vote than you getting a driver's license.
Exactly.
It just makes no sense.
More room for fraud.
Right. Exactly. Yes. It makes no sense. Why can't it be just one system across the board? End of story.
Because it's, you know, it's based on states' rights. That's what it's based on. States have to,
yeah. And again, who changes that? The doggone people.
Yep.
But they're so complacent. Yep. I mean, if I was in Iowa and they had to flip a coin, you know, to decide Bernie or Hillary or whoever.
Yeah, it was Bernie,
you know,
Hillary.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
You know, and then in some places,
this is fair.
Where was it? Arizona. They took 100. They had 130 polling places, and all of a sudden, overnight, they only used 60.
Right,
and
they left thousands
of people
right in line.
Vote.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Just crazy.
Man.
Yeah,
it's just very unfortunate. And like John Kerry said, you know, other foreign places are looking at us and laughing, cannot believe what's going on. It's so embarrassing. Nate Hicks says, comments, since all the candidates are under the Secret Service protection, it doesn't matter how many people sign the petition. Federal law gives them full authority to say no guns here.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
It'd be a nightmare.
End of story on that one.
Although, you know, like I said, going back to that, I'd love to see it. Good TV. That's what they want. Good TV.
Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna pay for you to go out there and see it. Then,
you gonna pay my way.
Yeah, you gonna pay my way.
And you tell us how it is. Okay.
I'll stick my head in.
Take it back.
I want to go. Pay for you to go.
Okay, we gonna pay for both of y'all to go.
Pay for me.
We gotta go to Black Talk Commentary. Our friend Scotty Reed. Take a listen.
Thanks to Hillary Clinton's decision-making, we won't stop hearing about her emails anytime soon. While it's doubtful that her competitor, Senator Bernie Sanders, will bring it up in the next scheduled Democratic debate, the email scandal continues to be a huge problem for her campaign. According to press reports, a second federal judge has taken a rare step in allowing a group suing for State Department records to seek sworn testimony from officials saying there was evidence of government wrongdoing and bad faith. Judge Royce Lambert's order described Clinton's email arrangement as extraordinary and undercuts her assertion that she was allowed to set up a private email server in her private residence that other State Department officials were unaware of until it was brought out in the Benghazi congressional hearings. Referring to the State Department, Clinton and Clinton's aides, Lambert said there had been constantly shifting admissions by the government and the former government officials. And where there is evidence of government wrongdoing and bad faith, as here, limited discovery is appropriate, even though it is exceedingly rare in FOIA cases. It is important to remember that aside from the civil lawsuit, Clinton is not just being investigated for mishandling official government emails, but she is also being investigated over whether or not she provided favorable treatment to foreign governments and corporate entities doing business through the State Department in exchange for large multi-million-dollar donations to the Clinton Foundation, run by her husband Bill Clinton and daughter Chelsea. Even if Clinton is indicted, critics are doubtful she will spend any time in the private prisons that provided her with plenty of campaign cash during her last two runs for president. This has been Scotty Reed with your Black Talk Radio weekly commentary on Tanya Free and Friends Talk Show. Join me and other independent media producers on BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com.
This is the Tanya Free and Friends Radio Network. Coast to coast, on air, online, and on point.
Tune into Just Jazz on Saturday nights from 9 until 11 p.m. right here on Tanya Free and Friends Radio Network. Join me, Ty Bailey, as I showcase the best in jazz, current releases, reissues, and selections from past great recordings. It's all right here on Tanya Free and Friends Radio Network at tanyafree.com. Just Jazz is also streamed 24 hours a day at tybailey.com.
This is Earl Bradley asking you to tune in to WCLM 1450 AM radio to Capitalism Rules on Thursdays from 10:30 to 11:30 AM. This show will expose the influence of money throughout the United States from top to bottom and how to make capitalism work for you. So tune in on Thursdays from 10:30 to 11:30 WCLM 1450 AM radio.
Conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia at 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
Okay, Real Brother says we have to be adults and offer against the races. I mean, Republicans have guns at their convention. It's wrong. Okay, I'm surprised at you, Real Brother.
Real Brother.
Wow.
See, even Real Brother on the conspiracy now. he don't want guns. I'm shocked.
I'm real surprised. I would have thought he would have been going
off. Is this Real, Real Brother? I don't believe that.
Well, let's talk about Nixon. And a story recently came up. Interview was done like 20-some years ago, and a recent report has come out saying that He was actually promoting drugs, you know, to fight against black folks and hippies, which is very interesting. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I mean, why did it take 22 years for us to actually hear about this story?
Freedom of information, baby.
Top advisors and a key figure in the Wake Watergate scandal said the war on drugs was created as a political tool to fight blacks and hippies, according to an interview 22 years ago. Like I said, it's just come to surface.
That's what Nixon was doing.
War on drugs? Who did the war on drugs? Was that Reagan or Bush Daddy? Bush won.
Reagan.
The actual war on drugs.
It was started with, well, but Nancy said no.
Yeah, Nancy said no. Just say no.
Let's go to the phones right quick first before we respond to that. Real brother?
It's called.
How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Oh, doing good. Doing good. All right. Yeah, I think it was Nixon actually started the war on drugs, but Reagan took it to the next level.
Okay. Thank you for clearing it up for
thank
us.
You.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I appreciate the discussion. I was disturbed by that brother, the brother that called in.
A.O.?
Oh, A.O.?
Yeah, the one that was saying that he didn't want to vote and that whites were superior and that we couldn't
vote.
No,
he didn't say whites were superior.
Yes, he did.
No, I didn't hear him say that.
See, you guys don't hear it when you say
Go ahead, real brother. You hear what you want to hear, or it's coming through in your radio or whatever it is in a totally different manner.
When you say that white people control the elections and your vote don't matter and they can rig the voting machines and they can
I see what you're saying.
And they can make the earth spin the other way, they're saying that white people are superior.
Okay,
because they believe it. And you told they didn't want Obama to get elected.
Real brother, thank you for that interpretation.
Yeah, you think they racists wanted Obama to get elected? You said it yourself.
I have said that.
Stop that man from being elected.
What was that again?
If they were superior, they would have stopped Obama from being elected.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think so too.
Let's stop being silly now.
I agree with you.
So what you have to do, if you guys really wanted to support Bernie, who is an actual communist, right? If you read my, realfortheradionetwork.com, I have an article up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in Marxism, if you read the definition, I told you guys like 4 weeks ago to look up what the definition of socialism, Marxism, and communism is.
Okay.
All right. But I put the article up there to make it easy for you. I put it on realbrotherradionetwork.com. But socialism is the transition from democracy to communism. That's what socialism is. If you look up socialism and Marxism, the purpose is to overthrow the government, right, and then institute socialism first, and then when there's no need for a government, that's communism. And so I want you to understand that in 1962, there was no Democratic Socialist Party. There was only a revolutionary Communist Party that wanted socialism to be the transition to communism.
Yeah,
that's what really, that's what
And they
what
call themselves progressives, too.
Whatever. All right, well, you better stop.
No, there was never nothing progressive. He's just saying that because you guys ain't going to vote for him if he calls himself a communist. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to make the point that he's lying.
Okay, I'm going to have to check that out. And what year was that again?
Check it out. You can go to realbrotherradionetwork.com.
Okay.
And all I did was take the article off of the Revolutionary website and all their websites, and I just put the article on there. So definitely check that out. It's the comparison of what is the difference between Marxism, racism, Marxism, communism, and socialism. So definitely check that out. That's very important.
I will do that, friend. Thank you so much. Tell her I listen to your show again.
All right. You can hear the Real Brother Radio Show weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. It's the alternative to conservative. And you can listen to it on realbrotherradionetwork.com or on New Orleans Talk Network.com.
All righty. Thank you so much.
All right. You guys be good, too.
All right.
If you listen to Hillary Clinton, she calls herself a progressive. Quite often.
What's wrong with that?
But she's not a socialist.
No, I'm just saying, if you go look it up, you know, the Democrats, it will say socialist. It'll say, like Bernie Sanders said, I'm a Democrat socialist or a socialist Democrat. But then if you actually look, Keith Ellison, you know, he calls himself a progressive Democrat.
Right. But you know why they did that, right? Because liberal had a negative connotation.
Yeah.
So they try to switch it off.
Exactly.
So, I mean, they trying to switch it. And progressive means we're moving on.
Yeah.
Conservative is the key word. Conservative is conserved, to stay the same.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you got to stand up. Get up
and
back.
And then conservatives, they move so far right.
You know what conservatives mean? Means stay the same. We want to keep the same Constitution. We want to keep the same Bill of Rights. We want to keep the same voting rights. We want to keep the same equal rights.
We want to keep the same.
That's why we are called conservatives.
Right.
We don't want communism. We don't want socialism. We don't want progressive.
There's already socialism in this country.
Now, let's not try to play that game.
No, it is.
Let's not try to play that game.
Y'all missed the point, man. I mean, driving on a certain side of the road, how you shake someone's hand, how you dress, fashion.
Man.
Everything is socialized. Everything is socialized. Man. It's not socialized.
We ain't talking about social being social.
It's the same thing. Socialism is the key word is social.
Oh, okay.
Social media, it's on the same. Come on now. Y'all missed the whole point.
I see what you're saying, Eric. But let's go back to Nixon for a minute. We're going to pick that up again.
Boy, literally.
Right.
Let's go back to this
That's
Nixon
why y'all
thing
think
again.
The same. Keep on think that.
Nixon, this article with regards to Nixon.
Are you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised at all. I'm not surprised at all.
You know what? The further on we go, we're going to find out even more stuff.
Well, my thing is this. That's why we have to be careful as to who we put in office. Because if they have an agenda, if you have someone like Nixon, and they have an agenda, and you vote them
LBJ got an agenda. Everybody got an agenda.
And agenda was
Nixon,
called a social experiment.
He got caught
well,
in
what
the
I'm saying,
jar, they thought he was a. I mean, the things he did with bridging the gap between China and America.
Right.
I mean, he was a rock star until he got his hand caught in the cookie jar.
Right.
His whole legacy would have been different if he had if that black man. Hadn't caught them those guys in the Democratic headquarters doing God knows what.
Y'all, that's what I'm saying. Even more so now, we need to
be very careful. People don't even remember.
Y'all want to know why JFK isn't on the mantle and spoke about in every arena like he was.
It's not
like he was in the '80s and the '90s. It's because people started doing research. And really realized that JFK did not want the civil rights movement. He did not want the voting rights movement. He did not. Yeah, as a senator.
I had to show me that.
I'm going to have to research that as well.
It's true.
So when people really start researching and understand who he was.
What sources did you. Serious information.
I just saw it on History Channel, but also, I mean, it's the times.
It's the times.
He knew it would break up the Democratic Party. It's political. It's socialized. I'm trying to tell you.
So that's sort of like
y'all missed the point. It's socialized. I'm telling you.
Trump just saying all this stuff, but when he get in there, he's not going to.
I think he's a true liberal too. I really do.
Trump is.
I think Trump is really a liberal. I really do.
Trump is liberal.
I think he's really a liberal. I really do.
Republican.
That's why they bring this stuff out about Nixon now. You starting to hear about this stuff, but again, it was there, but I guess more people researching it and talking about it now, so they bringing it to the forefront, I guess.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why if the choice between the two, between Trump and Cruz, I take my chances with Trump.
I take Kasich.
I really do. Well, Kasich, I mean, but like you said, Kasich doesn't have a chance.
Yeah, you
so,
have to take your chances
yeah,
with Trump.
And I think I would take my chances with Trump because Cruz is scary to me.
Cruz
and
already said he'll send police into the Muslim communities.
Well, that was, yeah, Cruz.
And we're just one half a step from us.
Yeah, that's what the police chief in New York was doing already. That's what the police chief in New York was doing at one point.
Yep.
And it was all good until de Blasio came in and stopped him.
Yeah,
de Blasio stopped the
racial profiling. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I believe in it. Sure,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
What?
I believe in it.
Yeah,
you
it
what?
Social profiling. He worked with social.
You should be worried about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a community, I mean, I don't want to paint everybody with a brush,
come
right?
Oh, Mr. Cruz.
No.
I'm just saying.
You have to monitor stuff.
Yeah, you do.
What are your choices?
So how is that different? How is that different from racial profiling?
That's the same
But well, if you have,
so that's basically what they did to us.
If you're in the inner city, if you're in the inner city and crime is up and it's black folks killing each other, I'm sorry, you just got to watch out. You got to monitor them.
You got to send the police in the most heavily dangerous neighborhoods.
Funny part though.
All right.
Hey, check this out.
Here's the funny part though. They didn't care. You know, they basically, as long as they contained us in our community, okay?
Right.
But now that havoc is going all over the place, and the shooting and the killing in the name of Islam is going into the white communities,
right,
and
affects them,
district and everything. So you think, I mean, it's the same thing. So Ted Cruz thinks, you think, oh, let's go monitor these communities and we can keep it out.
Well, that's the government job to do anyway.
Just because you have a Muslim name, go ahead.
So, in other words, you have the Christians doing it. You have the atheists doing it. So,
do you know how many Muslims in the country?
Less than 10 million.
No, bro, it's about 3 million Muslims.
Okay, but you don't listen again. You don't again in the area like, for instance, Northern Virginia has a high propensity of people who are trying to do things to this country.
Yeah,
a lot of people get caught in Northern Virginia. It's a big hub for it. In New York also. So I'm not saying knock on each person's door, but just watch them. That's what you're supposed to do.
See, people forgot that the terrorist attack that happened in, I think it was India, like 4 years ago.
Right. At the hotel?
Yeah, at the hotel where like 200-300 people got killed. 9 of those terrorists come from Minnesota.
Thank you.
9 of them came out of Minnesota.
Yeah, that's a big Arab area also.
And nobody wanted to talk about it. Nobody. And Minnesota is the, besides Dearborn, Michigan, Minnesota is the largest.
Exactly.
So y'all in favor with Cruz.
I can't go with Cruz.
I just got to monitor. You monitor the hotspots. That's it.
You can't ignore it and turn
the
blind eye.
The hotspots is one thing, but you're talking about monitoring neighborhoods is something totally patrolling.
If that neighborhood,
how are you supposed to find them though?
Yeah, if that neighborhood
has a high level
of being radicalized and recruited. Yes.
Well, the reason I say that because I think it would turn to racial profiling.
Sorry.
Just like racial profiling, and you have officers starting to pull over and starting to make busts and everything just because of their religion. That's my problem with
it. I don't think a cop out there can just ride down the street and just pull somebody over because they look like a Muslim.
No, they don't do that.
I don't think so.
If you are wearing, you know, whatever they call the...
Muslim do-rags.
Stop.
Do-rag.
Talk Network, now on your mobile device.
On your computer.
in your ear and interactive. It's new, it's innovative, and it's on your mobile device. Android, iPhone, iPad, and on your computer. Take us wherever you go. Because we're interactive. 504-341-TALK. That's 504-341-8255.
Put your business on the map for a lot less than you might think with Freedom Marketing. Text the word ADVERTISE to 63975 or give them a call at 844-321-1010. That's Freedom Marketing, 844-321-1010.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Here's why. Dish has the nation's lowest TV price, along with an award-winning DVR that can skip commercials, record 8 shows at once, and get access to thousands of movies at your fingertips. Cable simply can't even compare. So the smart choice is to cut the cable and get Dish. Plus, you get all these great TV features, free HD DVR upgrade, free installation, and free movie channels. Say goodbye to cable and get more with Dish TV. 800-818-3967. 800-818-3967. As an added bonus, you can switch to Dish now and receive a $50 Visa gift card. So call now and get Dish TV. Call 800-818-3967. 800-818-3967. That's 800-818-3967. Limited time offer, 24-month commitment and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, monthly equipment fees, and other restrictions apply. Promotion can change at any time.
Play this record as frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
Conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010 in Central Virginia and 844-321-1010 coast to coast.
I didn't get to announce it before we went to break, but today's smooth jazz break was 24/7 by Paul Brown, sponsored by the Metropolitan Day School. Cool. So give them a call. Make the statement you just made just now about being a Christian.
Well, we were talking about the big
the Muslims.
Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia, that the governor just vetoed. It basically would have empowered Christian organizations to discriminate basically against, let's say you have an adoption agency, you're a Christian run adoption agency, it gives you the power to only accept traditional households to adopt kids.
Right, okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so all I said was, you know what, I am a Christian, but I'm not going to use the law to discriminate against others because in the end, our Lord in Christ makes that judgment, you know. And I grew up with friends. They're my friends still. Some are gay, some are straight. That doesn't change the fact that my friend, I'm not going to use the law to hate on people or promote hate. And I think too many Christians, and then Christians criticize other Christians, you're not a real Christian if you don't take up this same angle.
Right.
But, you know, you got to ask yourself, what would Jesus do, you know?
Exactly.
Sure. You know, it's not up to me to judge. And that's all I'm saying. And I think you said North Carolina's got a similar deal. Right. And it just hurts. I think it hurts Christians all over when, yeah, it's one thing to support your faith, but it's another thing to become a judge.
Well,
and I think it's a fine line.
Well, that's just that young lady, Kim Davis, that refused to marry people of the same sex, and she was using her religion to do that.
It was the law. If you want to be honest, it was the law. The law had never changed. The Constitution there had never changed.
Mm-hmm. Where? Where she was?
Yeah, where she was. The Constitution.
But I think she was using her own personal belief.
Right, she was. Right. That's what and, she
but,
was
but
she
had the, it had nothing to do with the law.
It had nothing to do with the law, but the law was backing her up with her belief. The law
the
was
two people
her up.
Had the right to marry, and she refused to do it.
But that's
she
not
was
the
saying
law.
It was against her belief.
Yeah, but it was not
and
the law.
And I think if it was against her belief, then she needed to step down from
just
that job.
But the
end
law,
of story.
You want to
they had
the law.
They had the right to marry.
But it wasn't the law. The Supreme Court.
I'm not going to argue with you, Wendell, with regards to that, because you're trying to lose the law
as a tool. Basically, of discriminating, you know, because at the end, God's going to root.
We talked about last week. It was another place where. Let me see if I can find it. If you didn't believe in marrying two interracial people.
Exactly.
That was skin color.
Let me find out where that was. We had that last week.
Okay.
You had that skin color. You can't even use that because you were born. You know, one color or another. You can't even use that.
But people use the Bible even then.
Right. That's what bothers me. This is my take. I'm going to find an article.
Okay. This is my take on it. All right. You have religious liberties, right?
So I don't know, do you?
So you can have, you know, you can have your different faiths and your different beliefs. Okay. That's fine. When it comes to the law, okay, you're a private person, private business owner, whatever, and you talk to somebody and say, hey, no, I don't believe in that. No, I don't want to, you know. And then that person goes back and say, I'm going to bring a lawsuit against you. So now the federal government is going to say your religious belief is infringing on somebody else's rights. Okay, now I'm looking at it as, I'm one person, one organization, but there's another organization right beside me that do this type of thing for this homosexual couple. So instead of them going over there to this group right here, the federal government is going to say, I'm going to hurt you, shut you down, if you do not change your policy of your religious belief to service this person. Now, is the federal government infringing?
She was a county clerk.
No. I'm just saying in general.
Okay, yeah,
now the federal government is saying they're going to infringe on my religious rights.
Yeah, I understand.
But you get what I'm saying?
Now?
You know, that young lady was in there. She did. She finally stepped back and let other people do their job.
Yeah, right. but that's not what the governor wanted her to do, though.
She just stepped back. I'm not doing it.
The whole dust up with that particular incident was
but it is
she had went to the governor and said, take my name off of it, then it won't be no problem. The governor said, no, I will not take your name off it. You just going to do it. That's when she said, well, if you want to go that route, my religious beliefs won't allow me to do it. And I'm backed up by.
And she's not even coming to play.
That's what I'm saying.
Either did she step down.
That's
or
what
she
I'm
doing.
Saying.
Those
the governor. Problems.
But she okay. wanted her cake. That, and eat it too.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
She was a Democrat.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
If you got big and bad, I'm not going to do that.
And she was a Democrat.
She's a Democrat, too.
This is the article. Okay. Yeah. A Kentucky Senate committee has passed a bill that will allow store owners and other providers of services to refuse to serve interracial couples, interracial families, or couples of different faiths. In addition, the bill will prevent the refused couples from seeking redress through the court, any recourse as far as court procedures are concerned. This is what I'm talking about, far as if you, I just have a problem when you discriminate, I guess, as from a business standpoint, being it as a business, you can, you know, do as you want, but then we're going back to segregation.
Or you, that's, talking about the Masters. You talking about golf clubs.
That's what
golf,
that is. You're going,
I mean,
back
they do
to
it every day.
When I read this, this,
no,
is, going
private,
back, this is
going
back. This
different.
Is going back. This is going back to segregation.
You
got to
have the money
all
to join.
Together. Yeah.
You got to have the money to join.
I
you can't
you
be.
Know what?
You got to have the money to join.
If it was Sam's Club, where you got to have a membership, since he said they're private, you know, you have to have a membership. It's okay to discriminate.
No, that's huh? You mixing it. Doing
yeah.
Okay, let's say for instance. Okay, let's say for instance.
They private.
No,
let's say
private,
for instance.
It's a private club. You got to pay to get in.
You got
to
pay.
Let's say for instance,
no,
you're going to a store and it has a membership, and it's you and someone else from a different race. And because you're interracial couple,
you can't play that.
Because
it's two different
things.
It's two totally different things.
See, I have a belief that, you know, if you come to adopt a child and it's two guys, I personally don't like that. You know, and but again, if they do it, I'm fine with it. I don't have a problem. I'm just saying I don't like it.
Okay, that's personal. That's fine.
Right.
That's fine. But if it's legal, what's the problem?
The problem is where it's legal.
Yeah, the problem is where it's legal.
Especially, look, if you got all these kids out here that need adopting.
Yeah, but that environment there. You know,
okay, anybody want to look up the numbers? But the fact that this state is going back to interracial couples.
How old is that? What you're reading?
This was
1951.
No, this was just a few weeks ago.
No,
I'm serious.
That's not 51.
Let me look. Pull a hole. 2016. This was
in Kentucky.
March. Yes.
Yeah, well, they probably don't have nothing but white folk in that town.
Mm-hmm. You know, some places got the sodomy law still in effect.
Yeah,
this article's March 3rd, 2016.
Yeah, there's a lot of laws they take off the books.
Let me see. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second.
Yeah, they got a lot of sodomy laws out there, but they saying gay marriage is okay.
I can't tell.
What is it? What are we
going to do? Kentucky.
We going to change the law.
But the fact of the matter is
they're
talking about interracial couples. That is already, in my opinion, that is a step into segregation.
Some places in Alabama and Mississippi, they don't allow same interracial proms.
Yeah.
Some places. You can play a football team,
but you can't
do the prom.
Let's go to the phones. We got Gary. How are you, friend?
Okay, there you go. Good job. You got
Thank
it.
You.
Talking good. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
To your Republican friend on the panel...
Yeah,
how you doing,
Dale?
Buddy? How you doing?
How you doing, brother? You need to do something, my brother.
Okay.
What I'm saying is this. In 1950, they had racial laws against interracial marriage.
Interracial marriage, okay. Right.
Because of skin color.
Right. Now,
not because of birth, but because of skin color.
1960, we had integration, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is all for centuries. Right? Now, the day when people, it's 2016, and the day when people get married. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is.
You know, you're talking about gay people marrying, and nobody says a word about the day when people get married. We cannot legally get married. Nobody says a word.
You can't get married because of what?
Because they take our babies away.
Okay.
All right. This is the gay rights movement has political power.
They do.
That's why they get what they get.
You're right. I agree with
Hollywood.
You 100%. They have political power. That's true.
Yeah.
The disabled folks do not have political power. So therefore, everybody forgets about us. Same thing. Until we have all people on equal basis, this will continue.
Yep, you're right. It will continue. You're right. Until we unite and pull together, I agree with you 100%.
All right. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, Gary. We appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
But see, my
I mean, he called me out by name.
You know,
do I get to respond?
Go ahead. Okay. You've been watching the debates, huh?
Oh, your name is...
Yeah, I was watching the debates. I'll pay attention.
Go ahead, Trump crew. Go ahead.
Yeah. The whole issue, you know, with that, what he was saying about, you know, marrying and everything like that. If you actually look at it, you know, the Constitution, nowhere in the Constitution mentions marriage whatsoever. But the 10th Amendment does say the powers that's not given by the federal government is then therefore delegated to the states.
Okay.
So what that means, because marriage is not mentioned in the Constitution at all, the states have a right to send it through the electoral process and let the people vote on it.
Okay. Right? I got you. What you so far? Go ahead.
Okay. The problem is that Obama put in Sotomayor and Kagan, right? So when they voted...
He did not put them in. They got it. They got confirmed, remember?
Okay. They were confirmed to go there. Thanks for correcting me. When they...
You do think he's a dictator.
When the court itself... when the court itself voted on the gay marriage issue, that was an illegal act
even
in
by
itself.
Roberts,
even by, that's why I say when the courts.
Why is it an illegal act?
Why is it illegal?
Because there is nothing in the Constitution for them to interpret.
But isn't that the problem?
No, okay. They interpret the Constitution. They interpret the law. There was nothing about marriage in the Constitution to interpret.
So what about?
So what were they supposed to do? Ignore it?
It doesn't supposed to go there if it's not in the Constitution.
Yeah, okay, I agree.
Things go to the Supreme Court all the time.
I just told you what the 10th Amendment said.
So you're saying we're supposed to get rid of the Supreme Court?
I just told you what the 10th Amendment said.
I know what you said, but I just asked you a question. Okay, that's what I thought.
Let me say this again. The powers that's not given by the federal government is therefore delegated to the states.
All right.
So the Supreme Court cannot interpret something that's not in the Constitution.
No, sir.
That's what they did.
I'm sorry, but
that's
what they did. You got bigger brains on Capitol Hill.
That's what they did.
No, sir. It was contested in the state.
The Supreme Court had no business interpreting.
Why?
Because the state.
That is their job.
No. That is their job.
Watch this.
They interpreter of Obamacare. Obamacare ain't the Constitution.
Watch this. The problem is they use the 14th Amendment, equal protection under the law, right? Guess what? Marriage is nowhere in the law.
Equal protection is broad, sir.
Okay.
They use marriage and use equal protection to support the gay marriage.
You know more than they do. You interpreted the way you want to interpret it.
I'm just saying what in the Constitution. It was not in the Constitution.
You know more than the law than they do.
No.
I'm not saying I know more than the law. I'm saying what's not actually law.
There's a lot of things in the Constitution that they judge on.
They shouldn't. They don't supposed to. They don't supposed to.
That's why it's there.
Why are they there? Tell us why they're there to interpret the law.
Go back and read
not
the
to
whole
make
the,
law.
The
Supreme Court. They're not making law.
Go back and read the
what do you think gay marriage is then?
Was slavery in the Constitution?
Yeah.
Dred Scott. Supreme
no,
Court.
Was it in the Constitution?
Let me tell you. Supreme Court Justice Dred Scott said that it was legal for a man to own slave because it was property. Yeah, property is in the Constitution.
He said that. So I'm saying, was it in the Constitution to have slaves?
Let me tell you. You're cutting me off. Dred Scott said that it was, but guess what? They went back and said, no, sir.
Who is that?
The lawyers for
the Supreme Court.
Oh, Lord, we losing. Okay. We losing.
We're going to Niara's Tea of the Week. Take a listen.
Still living your life after death. My name is Mia White, and this is the Tea of the Week. CNN sources say Barack Obama pledges to defeat those who threaten the world with terrorism. Obama states, that's our priority, and we can and we will defeat terrorism. Trump targets Ted Cruz's wife in regards to Heidi Cruz allegedly posing nudes in Facebook ad. Ted Cruz explains that if Trump went after his wife, then Trump is a coward. According to ESPN, the Chicago Bulls lost to the Orlando Magic 111-89 Saturday, dealing with their playoff hopes a serious blow. Chicago is now 36-36 and 2 games behind the Pistons for the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. One of our favorite reality shows, Love & Hip Hop New York, airs part 2 of the reunion Monday night as Cardi B goes off on Peter Guns. For more Tea of the Week, text Mimi to 639-75. We used to use umbrellas to face the bad weather. So now we travel first class to change the
form. WCLM, 1450 AM, Highland Springs, Richmond. The soul of the city is WCLM, 1450 AM.
Now, you can also read it online by going to heartandsoulofthecitynewspaper.com or either go to WCLM radio website. The Heart and Soul Newspaper, the little newspaper with the great big old news.
WCLM, 1450 AM, Highland Springs, Richmond. The soul of the city is WCLM, 1450 AM.
Oh, it's the New Jack Swing. This is something funky that you can cling. All you gotta do is come on and sing. Word for word, every lyric that I bring. And it will surely sting your body. When you're stepping cool inside a party. Watching all the girls just pumping like hotties. They have parts that look better than Ferraris. Yeah, the shawty's dancing. With this girl on my left, I was chancing. Hoping she was the type for romancing. But my rap needed a little enhancing. Because this girl wasn't answering. Nothing I said, I started getting thin and turning red. Then, I told her just a bit about Ted. She gave a wink and started to think. But don't believe a thing about the New Jack Swing.
Conversation. Phone lines are open right now at area code 804-321-1010.
Oh, Breitbart. Okay, we're back. Van is on line one. How are you, friend? Van, you there?
I felt yes, and subject changing from a Republican.
Okay.
Am I correct in that assumption?
Say it again.
I said, am I correct in that assumption?
We didn't hear the first part.
We didn't hear the first part.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fee-fi-fo. I smell BS and subject changing from a Republican. Am I correct in that assumption?
I'll let you respond to that, Wendell.
I don't know what deflection or changing subject you're referring to.
Of course you don't, my Republican brother. You all were sitting up there talking about what is and what isn't in the Constitution and how it shouldn't apply in modern-day society. Because that was a document written back before, I believe, electricity was around, if I'm not mistaken. So to then, therefore, claim, well, it ain't in the Constitution, therefore we can't discuss it now. The whole point of the Supreme Court being created was to make sure that things were left out.
There's a process to
it. Women are then litigated
and made law. As a matter of fact, reap benefits of that very same thing. Don't you understand?
There's a process to making constitutional amendments. There is a process to doing that.
That's true. That's very true.
So if you want it in there, you go through the process to have it put in there.
Oh, and we do such things in a big way.
When the last time a constitutional amendment was made?
Now, but here's the thing: Republicans, not unlike yourself, though quite a bit lighter, are trying to hold up the works to keep certain things from happening, which may upset their little sensitive constituency. Continue. That's what I thought.
Oh, I was waiting for you to make a point or be specific on something.
The point, and Pacific is an ocean. The point's been made.
I said specific.
Now your rebuttal.
I didn't say specific. I said specific.
Oh, no. Okay, wait a minute. Let Van finish. Go ahead, Van.
No. I'm finished as of right now because he has to respond to what I just told him.
Okay, I don't think we heard you. Go ahead, say it again, friend.
Okay. The whole point of the Supreme Court was to decide certain things that weren't already covered in the Constitution and that sort of thing. Now, because it doesn't exist in the Constitution doesn't mean it doesn't have to be dealt with. What my good friend Tanya was talking about as far as the subject matter prior to going to break about how you can choose to or to not serve people who are homosexual, and that has gone into interracial couples and so on and so on. I think that was already decided by Plessy versus Ferguson, isn't that right? On the interracial couple side. I could be wrong, though. But when you get into discrimination that's being allowed by individuals that are not, I guess, bowing or paying respect to the law that's been passed, that creates a situation of anarchy.
But there was not a law passed for same-sex marriage. There's not actually a law out there for same-sex marriage. It never went through Congress. It never went through the Senate, and Obama never signed.
But the Supreme Court interpreted that.
Again, the Supreme Court can't interpret something.
Obviously, they can.
Yeah. Obviously, they can because they did. But I'm saying the point is.
Can we talk about something? You know, I mean,
but that's what they do.
Obama never signed a bill or anything.
Obama.
But everybody keeps saying it's a law. Obama. No, it's actually not a law.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Since it's not a law, is it then therefore legal to discriminate against someone based on their sexual preference, their race?
No,
their
we got
religion?
Laws against that. We actually have laws against that.
Oh, we do now.
We've always had laws against that.
No, we didn't always have laws.
I say the past 25 years or so.
We didn't always have laws against that.
I say the past 25 years.
We also have a law. We also have equal pay for men and women. That still isn't happening.
Look, I'm 39 years old. So when I say always, I'm coming from a standpoint of when I started going to high school and started getting into government and stuff like that. So when I say always, you got to remember, I'm 39 years old, so
we won't hold that against
you. The world didn't start on your birthday. As a result, there's a whole lot that's gone on prior to your absence and previous to your absence. So,
yeah, but we have had those type of discrimination laws for a very, very long time.
Okay.
Yes, that's right. But when that discrimination can now bleed over into a sexual preference or what is being called a sexual preference. Homosexual people tell me on a regular basis, and I only have to be told once, I was born this way. I didn't choose to walk around in a society that is legal to discriminate against me because of something I chose. It wasn't a choice for them. Just as you being black and me wasn't a choice.
And when you said that, nobody, no medical, apparatus ever confirmed that there is a gay gene. And it, because if it was, don't you think that it would have been already put out there years ago?
Does it require a gene?
Now you're trying to change up science.
The reality is they just unlocked the DNA. So don't hold your breath because they may find a gay gene. They just unlocked the DNA. A few years ago.
Wow.
So they're let's still go, discovering stuff about our DNA.
Yeah, I was wrong.
So
let's go back to the
argument is
let's
not
go back
valid.
to the late 60s and the early 70s when the medical apparatus said that it was a disease and that it was a mental illness.
They also said back in the day that black people weren't as smart as white people. Let's move on, please.
Yeah. And the facts bear that out.
Can we move on?
What? Black folks ain't smart as white people.
No.
Wow.
No. Can we move on?
No, we're saying what they were saying. They were saying that blacks aren't as smart as white people. But the facts proved that they was wrong.
We done lost more listeners.
Okay. All right. I had enough of this, Van. Thank you so very much, friend. We appreciate it.
Thank you for letting me throw my little 2 cents.
Thanks, Van. Thanks, Van. From you, brother.
It's always fun, Van.
Jesse says, can you be a good Christian and support a woman's choice to abortion? I'll let you respond to that.
It sort of goes, okay, good Christians bombing abortion clinics is not by definition a good Christian. Again, it's a woman's body. In my view, she's going to have to deal, if she had 4 abortions or 1 abortion or no abortion, but she has 10 kids and they now are suffering. You know, how about the women who have children and then kill them from postpartum depression? You know, a lot of this is all about that person. He's asking us, me personally, I can't hate on a woman if she has an abortion. If it's something that I don't believe in, I'm not going to impose that will. That's a Republican platform. I'm not going to impose that. And I'm not going to judge her, okay? Because, again, that at the end of the day, that's God. That's all about God.
Right.
So that's my opinion.
Yeah, I think that's God for God to decide. Yeah,
who are we?
I know sometimes you want to wait for God. Sometimes you got to correct things while you're on earth.
Oh Lord,
what did you just say?
Yeah, sometimes
mean correcting means stopping abortion.
No, I'm not saying for that instance. I'm just saying in general. I mean, everything, you just keep saying waiting for God, but sometimes,
I
didn't
say wait.
No.
I said the ultimate decision, excuse me, the ultimate decision, the ultimate judge is God.
Okay,
we are not here
to
judge.
Okay, wait.
We are not
die.
Here. But we're not here. I'm not going to pass judgment on a woman because she had an abortion or didn't have an abortion. Okay? And that's not our job as Christians. The question was, can Christians support abortion? I think Christians can support abortion, especially when you look at the fact that I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to judge. And I'm not going to be the Christian that goes the opposite way and bombs abortion clinics.
An abortion as to what point do you have an abortion as well? That has to play a factor as well.
I don't agree with Wendell on too many things, but it again is still disrespecting my religious belief if I feel that it's wrong. I mean, I believe a woman's right to choose. I don't have a problem with it. Mm-hmm. But still, if I have a true belief that you shouldn't kill someone because it's a life, it's a true life.
When is the life in your opinion?
When that sperm hit that egg. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's like yours.
Let me weigh in
all
on
all I'm saying is I just think it's, everything is infringing because it's just everything's based on opinions. Bottom line.
Okay.
It's socialized.
That's
right. That's the new corn word today.
Socialized.
Being that I am a public relations person for East End Pregnancy Test and Help Center, Pro Life Center, I had to give us a plug.
Shameless
plug.
I am against abortion. As being a Christian, reading scriptures and truly, believe in God and believe in Jesus Christ and his teachings, you too should not, kill. You too should not believe in killing. Mm-hmm. And abortion is killing a human being within a woman's body. Now, she asks, when does life begin? Now, a lot of people say it began at conception, right? I feel that once when science get to a point where they say, soon as they meet up, that's a human being. But let me finish, please.
Okay, come on.
But right now, science says that the first heartbeat can be heard at 6 weeks. So
which is it, Wendell? 6 weeks or when they hit the sperm?
Because now,
okay, let's use the word conception. Yeah.
I have a question. Real quick. What about that person that's born, and do you believe in capital punishment?
I do.
I believe.
How you gonna believe in capital punishment?
Because.
You don't believe in abortion.
Well, we're done. As always, I thank God, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for allowing us the opportunity to speak and hopefully heard. Thanks to my listening friends. Of course, thanks to Peachy, Wendell, Eric, Brian, Niera, Carl, Coffee Black, Roosevelt, Marcus, and Mr. Free. I'm Tanya Free. Till next time, be free. Remember to live life with a purpose.
I make miracles happen just for rapping. I'm so lyrically potent, and I'm floating and exploding on the scene. Mean, I got the potential to make it go then chill. I got the credentials that is the we send chill to make a rap send chill. Then you know I will fulfill. Make a couple of mil as I build the guild for all the rappers to skill and kill the weak rappers with no frill. Hang him in effigy, if he's a sucker, hang him to the left of me, cause my right hand man is my mic stand and the microphone that I own, and my game plan is keeping that steady. In a rush, it ain't no race. I'ma hit the top just when I wanna. And it's a matter of time, and I'm gonna, cause I know when to go ahead, enter the classic Modi rap that sent you running around, holding your hand, asking your homeboy, yo man, you heard what he said? Another funky rhythm, look at your man and give him a high five, cause I'm live, run around with him, telling everybody, hanging out on the block, it's time to wake up, check the clock, punch it, I go work. I build a rhyme sometimes and climb so erect. Skyscrapers look like atoms.
The Tanya Free and Friends Talk Show is a presentation of Freedom Marketing Incorporated. All rights reserved. Views and comments expressed are not necessarily the views of the host and or this station. Phone daddy's home, so open the door.